Chemistry 1 revision, part 2, limestone. Limestone, mainly composed of the compound calcium carbonate, that's CaCO3, lowercase a, don't forget, is quarried and can be used as a building material. Simply, blocks of rock cut out of the ground can be used to build structures. Calcium carbonate can be decomposed by heating it, that is thermal decomposition. Thermal meaning heat, decomposition meaning splitting apart into smaller things. When calcium carbonate is thermally decomposed, it makes calcium oxide and carbon dioxide. The carbonates of magnesium, copper, zinc, calcium and sodium decompose on heating in a similar way. But not all of the carbonates of metals in group 1 of the periodic table will decompose at the temperatures reached by a Bunsen burner, simply because they are too reactive. Calcium oxide reacts with water to produce calcium hydroxide, which is an alkali that can be used for the neutralisation of acids. This could be in farmers' fields, for example. A solution of calcium hydroxide in water, commonly known as lime water, reacts with carbon dioxide to produce calcium carbonate again. Lime water is used as the test for carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide turns lime water cloudy. Carbonates react with acids to produce carbon dioxide, a salt, and water. Limestone is damaged by acid rain. Limestone is heated with clay to make cement. Cement is mixed with sand to make mortar, that's used to hold bricks together, and cement is mixed with sand and aggregates, that's little bits of stone, to make concrete.